Thank you so much, Angela. I'll take it from here. Hi, Joe. How are we doing today?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. It's a Monday, but still kicking in.
Same. I'm old now. But where are you guys located? What state?
We're in Fountain Valley, California. So we're about 7 hours away from Google's headquarters, or 15 minutes from Anaheim, if you want to think of it that way.
I had a guy out there, Monk SEO, ripped me off for a whole year.
Goodness.
I didn't even know anything about – I didn't know what a Google My Business was. I told him I need help from everything. They didn't tell me shit. I went through like four months of paying him 800. Then he finally said, yo, where's my Google My Business? I said, you guys did everything. And they said, oh, we only do this. We don't do nothing else but this. So they got me listed number one in all five places that I picked for $800 a month, like the neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. But not one call from any of those neighborhoods because no one's going past the maps.
Just right, no exactly. Wow. And they were charging $800 a month? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yikes. I mean, it would have made sense if you at least got a call or two to convert, but you said you didn't get any work out of any of those areas?
No, not because I picked them up by myself. Yep. All the best areas right around Philly, outside of Philadelphia. And didn't get one call. You know, I'm still listed pretty good in those neighborhoods too, just not on the map. But I got this guy now. Does this 7 mile radius, and I just put it like right in the area around me. But it doesn't have to be around. You know, but I have your local, and it's big purple in the area you pick. Your address. But he moved it. And he was saying he was able to move it and place it wherever he wanted, and it still act like a local.
Interesting.
Whatever. I'm sure you know that what it is.
That sounds like he's trying to trick the algorithm there. And that is something that can work for certain types of business. We definitely want to be a little more authentic, right? Have you?
Well,
worked with
know.
A or spoken with a Google partner before?
I think all you guys are Google partners. Whoever does this, you know, that makes good money with it, right?
No, actually. So there's 300,000 SEO companies just in the U.S. alone. There's only 40 of them that have Google partnerships, and only 15 of those 40 are able to provide Google's most powerful assets. So things like Google Ads or Google Guaranteed. Or it's called Google Verified as of today, but it's the same system. One of those companies.
Well, the only thing I'm looking to do and trying to do is get in areas I want to get in. And so far, the other two SEOs that I fired couldn't do it. But this guy, I just got with him 2 weeks ago, so I'm going to see how he goes. And, you know, I'm pretty sure he's verified. You can look him up, SEO Local. That's what their company name is. They're a lot of advertising and all that, but I'm seeing what happens with them now. So what's your guys' pricing? Can you actually put it in the neighborhood I need to, even though there might be about an hour away from where my actual address is?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually something that I wanted to just touch base on really quick in terms of the 7 miles that you were mentioning there.
Yeah.
Just to confirm, was that, are they charging per range for you? So, like, if you were to take on 14 miles, would they be charging, like, an extra amount for that range?
Yes. He said,
oh, my goodness.
30% off, so it's 30% off of 400, he said, for each additional circle.
Wow. Okay.
I just want something that works. I don't even care about the price, man. Because I had my other business, I made up to $418,000 in the last 7 months. Because my industry only lasts about 7 months out of a year, the window cleaning, the high rise, and all that.
Right.
So my last year, my fourth year, it was my last year until, you know, my business went south, my business partner. And, we did it all with Google and making sure we were ranked 1 to 3 in their maps. And it took like a year, a little over a year to really start hitting hard. That was it. I don't know how he did it, though, because I didn't know what a Google My Business was back then, or even a year ago. I'm just a guy hanging off still doing the work, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Guys, if you know what you're doing, it's worth outsourcing it. But I just got fucked by these guys for $800 a month, and nothing happened. Anything.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Even when they had you ranking, first in these specific areas, and you still didn't receive any conversions, that's a problem. So we do extend a lot beyond just ranking, right? So what Local Splash does here is we specialize in all things search engine optimization. That even includes not just first page placement, but we maintain your placement on that first page in your area, right? And I'm not talking down here near the 9th, 10th spots. We're putting you at the table in between those 3 or 4 folks that are on that local map section there. So you're always going to be one of those first folks that people are recommending. The way that we do this is we do also include you in the top 5 directories. So not just Google. We do run a Facebook ad campaign for you as well. We create the Apple map section and the Bing local with their initial content. So for people who don't use Google, for instance, they can still book business with you on Bing. When it comes to your area, there's no charging per circle. There's no charging per, you know, maximum area. And we actually do allow you to go up to 200 miles in every direction. Not many of our clients take that wide of a radius, but it does give you that freedom to choose up to 200 miles for a complete radius. So if we're talking in terms of, you know, how far you go out, you said you mentioned about an hour or two. We can set that radius.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. That hour in Philadelphia on 95. So it's really a 25-minute ride if you're on a Sunday morning.
Oh, okay. So we're looking more in like 50 miles, closer to 50 miles, 40, 50 miles.
And like you see, if you look on the map real quick at Abington Memorial Hospital, that my daughter's house is right behind that. My ex-wife and my daughter live there. We use that address for our local, right? And I think it's like 11, maybe 12 miles to like Gladwin and Marion Station, the areas I want that are like west of Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm pulling up the map here and looking at it really quick just to...
Yeah, cool. Good.
Get a good look here.
So probably like miles, not even. I never even remembered how many miles.
Okay. Okay. So it's definitely a little more than 7. For sure. Let me see here. Yeah, it's about 15. 15 to be safe.
Oh, you know what? We're using Somerset. All right. So Greater Northeast, I think it's the Somerset neighborhood. So I think it's like far northeast Philadelphia. So it's probably it's right from there. On my Google My Business, that just shows you the picture of it.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
And I did that. I don't know what I was doing. I wish I could change it, but I'm scared to freaking touch it. Next thing, it's all messed up, and I hate computers. I hate sitting there. I'd rather, I was stuck in an office. I'd jump out the window.
And that very much can happen. I'm not jumping out the window. I'm talking about the Google profile. Where, you go to make a small minor change, like maybe changing the address, changing the zip code. Maybe you guys got a new office number and you go to change that and it causes a red flag, right? A rejection, a suspension. And then you're going through 6 months attempting to get in contact with Google, and it's nearly impossible.
Cost me very, very least. That cost $30,000 I lost not being on the maps just in Philly.
Right. Okay. So in terms of the, beyond just like the area and visibility portion of everything, which I'll definitely go down in just a moment here, have you considered taking on like the Google Verified section of your area, kind of like Pete's Cleaning, Chris Power Washing, ALG Cleaning Services, if you're familiar with these guys?
That's the ones that are listed above the maps?
Correct. Yes, sir.
No, I don't think that really matters. I don't know. I didn't really check the stats out because I'm on this worldwide forum and there's like six different companies like kind of near me. And I chat with them and they let me know what's going on for them, you know, because they've been around like one of them about 17 years and he's doing all the Google shit. But no, I never asked him how he did, if he messes with that part. You know? I know everything's gotcha. Different. Area, history, all that. I know this area in my industry, I need to be the 1 to 3 or I'm barely getting work or I'm getting no work. But just so it shows, you know, in a year and a half.
Gotcha. Okay. So this would be, Google's pay per qualified lead program. That's what Google Guaranteed is, that spot above the local map there. So what the companies like Pete's Cleaning, for example, what they have going here in Google Guaranteed is they're being provided with Google's high intent and screen clientele. So for these clients that call through Google Guaranteed, they're provided with something called an application, right? It's not necessarily an application. It's more of a submission form. So what they do here is they type in what kind of work they're looking for, how much they're willing to pay, and the area that they're searching in. Once they submit that, Google takes that, it analyzes, and it sends that directly to you. So there's no sharing leads or anything like that. I know Angie, Yelp, Thumbtack, and these directories tend to have a grip hold on people like that. Yeah.
Or hit that, and they get that form you're saying from your company? Like a job?
Yeah, so there are very specific clients that look for pretty particular types of work. So what they do is they go in, they fill out a form because they're looking for somebody who's Google verified, which means they've been background checked, license checked, insurance checked. So once that's submitted, Google will take that and it'll distribute that lead over to you. They'll be calling you directly. So there's no middleman activity.
Yeah, like they're going straight on your website pretty much, hitting the email and all that. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm not licensed. I've been kind of flying under the radar with that part, but I am insured. I couldn't
pass that yet. Oh. Okay. Well, I mean, like for specifically window cleaning, right? You don't need like a license in Pennsylvania if I'm remembering correctly.
My lawyer buddy said I don't think there is a actual license, but my buddy, I actually work with him. I'm working with him tomorrow. He owns a window cleaning company in my city. I've known him for like 30 years. He had to get a special license, two different licenses.
No.
And I give him the commercial, I take like 8%. And I work for him, 300 a day and 8%. But, he had to get licenses no matter what for certain builders just because they wanted you to have it.
Right.
Yeah, I've done a couple buildings. They didn't ask for it. They just sold it. It said I had it on my website.
Yeah, it should be as long as you have like the insurance, you should be able, which I believe is $250,000 is a minimum. But I mean, most people are required to have like $1 million when it comes to like state requirements.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, I did a high just last month. It's in my little Google My Business, and I umbrellaed them, whatever the hell you call it. Everything was cool. It cost me like $37 for a year. You know, there on.
Yeah.
I guess yeah, it's really, I don't know. It's all working out, though. But I know that I should have been growing so much more because I did this before. I just don't have the SEO shit down. Can't find the good people. Can't find the people that want to, you know, just figure it out. And I have to figure it out. I just need to be 1 to 3 in the areas I want. And, you know, and if you can do that, well, I'm stuck with these guys for a while, so I don't really want to take up too much more of your time. I'm still going to mess with them for like another, you know, till probably May or June just to see if what they're doing works, and then I could just get more spots.
Okay. So just to kind of go over, you know, a bit about, like, the timeline, how, you know, what you'd be expecting here, and as well as the flat rate that you would be looking at for your monthly here. We'd be looking at a flat rate of just $299 a month. Now, the program does have a one-time setup fee. It's just $99. So your only upfront cost would be $398, but it would just be $299 month to month. And there's no contract there, right? We do earn your business. We don't want to take it from you by roping you into a contract. But with this, we do get those directory submissions. We do get your first page placement. We do get your complete local optimization setup. We do optimize up to 20 of your keywords for location, smart targeting, and language. So that's your Siri, your AI, your voice activations, your Alexa, your language targeting. Okay. And then, of course, your location.
Do you guys still clean the companies you work with?
Yeah. So I have quite a few. Depending on the size and range of what their company does. So if you take on like Airbnbs, commercial work, things like that. But I do have, you know, a couple of window cleaners in different categories. Absolutely.
Hey, if they only give you 5 keywords for that 7-mile radius.
Like as a maximum, like if you were to add more keywords, they would,
it would be
charge
more? Yeah, look
in
their website
and
see it. SEO Local. That's exactly what it's called. SEO Local Company. And they got like, you know, the 3 triangles, vertical triangles. The one's $199. The next one's $400. The next one's about whatever. And then you click on it and say, oh, if you want it for pro, it's $600. If you want 10 keywords, if you want it, platinum pro, you get 20 keywords for $800 for one circle.
Oh, so my goodness. Yeah, and they're not a Google partner either. I'm looking at their status right now. They're not even a Google partner, so they don't even have the reach to dispute with Google if something goes wrong.
Yeah, I already gave them fucking $100 too to optimize my Google My Business too. So I gave 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, I gave them $1,000 to start it up.
Oh my goodness! And they only strictly use Google My Business. They don't. They only optimize for GMB. They don't optimize for actual first paid placement.
For the
or
map
listing.
They optimize for.
Oh my goodness!
Pretty much. But yeah. Well, I don't know you guys from phone call. I'm just letting you know what your competition's doing. And maybe you guys.
Well these guys aren't even our competition. Our competition are Google partners.
They're not even Google. I just got ripped another $1,000.
This happens. It's unfortunate, but there's a lot of people out there that got to scrape a few knees before they learn how to move properly. And
this is
one of those ways.
There's thousands of fucking SEOs just ready to kill you, just make you leak as a business, just leaking cash.
And a lot of them will tell you, you know, oh, yeah, we're gonna do this coding. We'll throw in some HTML. You know, they'll throw a lot of technical jargon at you, and it sounds really good.
H1 something. You're always say the last guy is only at H1. We'll take it to H3. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about in the first place?
Yeah, a whole lot of jargon. None of that means anything.
Find out your customer. I'm a window cleaner since I was 14 on my own. I got 5th grade reading. You know, find out your customer and tell me the truth about stuff, and I'll be a loyal customer forever. I know it's worth it. My last business partner, I took $75,000 out the last year, and so did he, just for answering the phone calls and playing with Google maybe 3 hours a week. So I know the I know the money's going to be there once jobs start coming in. You know, I'll go all tri-state with you guys. I have a 30-man job. No problem. But I got to find a right SEO. That's all.
But, yeah, absolutely.
You guys email me some shit so I can check it out and make sure, you know, I'll be comfortable with it and all that. And the price.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we can actually, go over everything. Just to make sure, because I do add in many definitions. I do want you guys to have proper verbiage. I know that can be very confusing. So I do add many definitions into the breakdown, as well as, you know, links to the company, of course, testimonials, things like that. But I urge a lot of folks to go to our Google business profile, because I want you guys to see in real time the exact program that we utilize for your business is the same one that we use on our company. So it's by, you know, keyword and location. So if you were to type in SEO Fountain Valley. Don't even type in local splash. Don't type in the business name. Just SEO Fountain Valley. You're going to see local splash pop up on the first page.
Okay.
And we're always going to be on the first page.
Well, I know a guy who did it himself. Old black guy. I used to clean windows when I was a teenager. He just moved to Florida. He did it all himself. He didn't even have a freaking website. You press on his website and goes to Facebook. He was number one for like a 30-mile radius. He decided to sit there and you know, watch a bunch of Google shit, YouTube videos, and he did a real good job dominating the whole entire area. All of Philly. And he passed up massive amounts of work because you don't want to do anything three stories or over.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Because it's the thing here is it's not rocket science. The issue comes from the time it takes to make sure that stuff stays in order. That's what a lot of people don't have. So we take a lot of that off of your hands. And not even just us, right? We're not the only Google partner out there. We're just the leading SEO agency in the industry, which is why when we, you know, have our Google partnership, we've never lost that. We've been in the business for 20 years. Right. So our whole specialization is based around exactly what we're discussing today. So it might be an auspicious call for you, you know, receiving this call from us today. And what is a good email for you here? I can actually go ahead and send over that breakdown for you.
It is info at windowcleaningphiladelphia.com.
Philadelphia.com. So info at windowcleaningphiladelphia.com.
Correct.
All right.
And that's what keeps us at number one to three, right? In my area? Because, like, the
yes, sir.
Name?
Yes, sir.
So I know about this, but there's Mount Laurel is in New Jersey. I don't know. I'm bad with guessing. It's like about an hour drive, less than that. And we're number one over there just because Laurel window cleaning. I had no idea how that worked. It's pretty weird.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's just because the name is in there, Laurel. That we're
That makes sense. It's like when people used to put like A1 for their business names in the phone books.
Yeah. It's just weird how that new because I didn't care to go to Mount Laurel ever, and I had to call someone else. Yeah, to go there. But yeah, check all this out, man, because I'm just looking for something that works and I'm not getting ripped off too much for. I'm just looking for a fair freaking deal out here.
Yeah, I get it, man. And the great thing here is that we don't share your positioning with any of your competitors. The moment we lock down the window cleaning category for your area, no other window cleaners are calling local splash and securing that position. So we allow you to take exclusive optimization of that positioning. So that's actually one thing that's very good and very beneficial when it comes to, you know, increasing your visibility and really starting to draw in that organic map section. Not only do you not rotate off that front page, we don't work with any of your competitors so long as you're being programmed with us here.
Hey, I saw a couple guys who said that were advertising it. Once you got one, you don't mess with nobody else around there.
Absolutely. That's good business.
Well, look for something to work. Like, I know it takes time. Like, say I went with you and we start getting all the gears going tomorrow. About probably 6 months. For really start being listed one to three on everything, all the neighborhoods around, like a 15-mile thing or 20.
So it's actually less than that. So let me just give you a quick timeline breakdown, right, from beginning to end here. So within your first 3 days, we set you what's called a client interview. So this is where you sit down with your Google team. We want to go through your content editing, your quality control. We want to make sure everything goes in smoothly. Okay, it's about 45 minutes. Within your first week, by your maybe fifth, sixth, seventh day, your dashboard is fully filled out. That's your analytics. I'll break that down for you in a moment. and all of your directory submissions are live. So that's your Bing local and its initial content, your Apple Maps section. By the end of your second week here, your Facebook ad campaign is in full swing. If we have to design a website for you, that would be done. That would be live. It would be Google compliant and have its automatic SEO settings ready for listing. It's the 45th day. Around that time is when you're going to start seeing that ranking increase, and that's when you're going to see that first page placement. After that, it's just maintenance of that first page. So we actually cut the industry standard down by almost half. Usually it takes about 3 to 6 months. We cut that down to about 45 to 60 days.
Okay. That's not bad. So this time right now, from now till December, sounds like the best time to do it. But my industry, people usually shut everything down right after, like a week before Christmas until like mid-April.
Interesting. Okay. That's when the cold lifts, right? Around that time?
Yeah.
Or the winter, rather.
Yeah. Hardly anything happens. Like, you know, I don't really chase it, but in my industry, we have like monthlies and weeklies and the real nice areas all over Center City and Rittenhouse Square. I don't mess with them. They get, you know, they get the guys from Mexico tattoos all over their face. They do it because it's all outside. You're real quick. You're out.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's the only thing. It's all year round. And those guys do it real cheap. I'm not out here trying to be cheap anymore. I'm getting too old.
Yeah, I was just about to say exactly. Yeah, we're now trying to step up the game here. No more looky loos and third parties and all that nonsense.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I do like things like dude from Chicago called me last week. It was the beginning of last week. He said, "Yo, I got these stickers on the windows of Del Frisco's, real nice Italian restaurant in Philly. Take them down for me. What do you want?" I said, "Give me 1,200." I went there, did 2.5 hours, boom. So I'm getting the calls from the, because always, I guess you typed in window cleaner, Philadelphia, and I was the first one to pop up. So that's the only like sub stuff I get. Like, well, whatever, I don't know what to talk about. yeah. I'm out here, I actually mow lawns too. I do like 100 lawns. I get stoned and fucking enjoy mowing lawns for, yeah, make like $67 an hour.
Okay, so you haven't thought to turn that into a, not necessarily a side business, I would say, but you haven't looked to turn that into like a little?
Maybe. Yeah, because I make like, it's $28,000 and it's extremely part-time. I'd like to put, maybe 15 hours a week into mowing lawns. Or I'll get my buddy to say, "Here, I'll give you half," then I'll keep half. But it's all a cash thing.
Okay.
No check, no nothing. It's all working class poor people. So we give them a little bit of a break, but we still hustle. Make like $70 an hour.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad. You definitely seem to have the odds and ends of the business range going there.
Oh, yeah.
Covering yourself for different aspects of the season.
Yeah, the Puerto Ricans pay weed. They pay in weed. So I get like a quarter ounce every time I do this one dude's lawn. It's nuts out.
Wow.
It's fun. It's good shit, too. The shit's all better out here. See, you're in California, man. You probably get the best.
Oh, yeah, it depends on what you mean by best. My goodness.
But, I don't know. Yeah, so I'll check it all out. And it sounds better. It sounds like you guys know what you're doing a little bit better than these guys. Because they did the whole video thing. And broke everything down and showed me the pictures and the look, you'll be red 10 and then 2 months you'll be yellow 2. And, you know, they did all that too. But,
my goodness. Just a bunch of extra. It should be real simple. Real easy details, real easy to know exactly where your money's going, a quick breakdown. And you should have, you know, your ranking there. There shouldn't be tons of technical jargon thrown at you to make it sound real good. Nobody has any idea what red and yellow means. it's just a bunch of extra. H1, H2, none of that is actual verbiage or terminology. It's just fluff.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she was saying that about, like, the pictures on your website are only H-something. What the fuck are you talking about? I get it. Good for good. Optimize. I understand what that means. Go ahead. Whatever you're trying
right.
to do. Right. So, damn, it would suck to just drop these dudes and not know if they would do good, though. So, I'm putting I just put $1,000 in their pocket, too. Jesus.
Ooh. Goodness, but goodness.
People don't go and a bunch of bullshit half the time. But, you know, you gotta go through it. But, we'll check it all out. Just send me all that stuff, man, and we'll go forward from there. I'll be able to sit down and, you know, be clear-headed, eat something. You know, kill the fucking weed eye I got in my head and check it all out.
All right, perfect. I did send that over for you here. So, you know, you can definitely go ahead and give a good look over there. Is it safe to assume I can go ahead and follow up with you a little near the end of day today to kind of touch base with you?
Yeah, well, California, you're so when it's like 5 o'clock here, what's it, like 2 o'clock over there?
2 o'clock, yes, sir.
All right, yeah, 5 o'clock. Jeez,
5 o'clock? All
yeah,
right, 5 perfect.
O'clock. 5 o'clock.
I'll go ahead and put you...
Yep.
I'll go ahead and put you in my calendar here, just so I can make sure I have the time free for you, and I'll go ahead and follow up with you around then, okay?
Awesome. And I forgot your name already, I'm sorry.
My name is Aubrey.
Aubrey. All right, Aubrey. I'll be hearing from you around 5-ish Eastern time.
Absolutely. Excellent, Joe. Been great speaking with you. We'll catch up here in a few hours, okay?
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
All right, excellent.